This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 20 people dead, 21 missing and 22 injured in the latest incidents of natural disaster across the country. Health Ministry confirms new mutation of Delta variant in Nepal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on promoting yoga to save country from cultural decadence. And Africa facing shortage of vaccines as third wave of COVID-19 infection hits the continent. Now the news in detail. Floods, landslides and inundation that have taken place in different places in the country after the torrential rain in the recent days has so far claimed the lives of 20 people. According to Nepal Police Headquarters, 21 other people have gone missing and 22 individuals have been injured in the incidents of natural disasters. Spokesperson of Nepal Police, Basanta Bahadur Kumar, said that a total of 806 people were rescued so far. The authorities said that 21 people in Sindhupalchak district and one person in Bajira were injured in the incidents of flooding, landslides and inundation. According to the police, road networks in Jumla, Kaski, Baitari, among other districts have been disrupted and the police personnel have been working to clear the obstacles. Likewise, a total of 210 houses were inundated and around 3,258 people from 748 households have been displaced due to the incidents of natural disaster. Additional 3,130 people recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday. With this, the total number of recoveries has crossed 559,000, taking the recovery rate to 89.9%. Likewise, 2,297 new cases of COVID-19 were reported yesterday. Similarly, 46 corona-related deaths were confirmed yesterday. With this, the total death tally due to COVID-19 in Nepal has climbed to 8,772. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed the Delta variant mutation of the new variant of Delta variant of coronavirus in Nepal. The deputy spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, shared that the mutated forms of Delta variant were confirmed in 9 samples while conducting gene sequencing in New Delhi of India. The new mutating group has been named AY.1 and the variant has been confirmed in 10 different countries. Citing the mutation in virus, the ministry has urged one and all to comply with health safety protocols to prevent possible infection from the new mutated form of the Delta variant of the COVID-19. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Noinkala Thapa, and Israeli Ambassador Hanan Goder have held talks regarding Nepal-Israel relations. During the meeting held at the Communication Ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday, matters relating to bilateral interest and cooperation were discussed. The ministry sources said Minister Thapa, through the Israeli ambassador, extended congratulations to the newly elected Prime Minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett, and wished him a successful term at the office. Minister Thapa also thanked Israel for the support it has been providing to Nepal in various sectors and also hoped that the help and assistance would continue in the coming days as well. Ambassador Goder also congratulated Minister Thapa on assuming new responsibility and wished her a successful term. He also informed Minister Thapa about Israel's interest in collaboration in the information, communication and technology sector of Nepal. President Bidyadevi Bhandari appointed Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora as the non-resident ambassador of Nepal to Costa Rica yesterday. A statement issued by the Office of the President confirmed the additional responsibility to Dr. Khatiora, who is the resident ambassador of Nepal to the United States of America. The government of Nepal has formed a probe committee to investigate the extra fare charged to travelers on international flights. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation formed a 5-member committee led by Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, Director General Rajan Pokhrel. The Joint Secretary at the Ministry, Taranath Adhikari, said that the probe committee was formed to carry out the investigation as some travel agencies reportedly charged additional ticketing fare for international flights. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the practice of yoga has been more relevant than ever at present for keeping oneself physically and mentally healthy. Addressing the virtual program organized to mark the 7th International Yoga Day yesterday, he underscored the need to practice and promote yoga and meditation to stop cultural decadence. Prime Minister Oli urged the concerned authorities to incorporate yoga education and practice in the curriculum from the school level to keep cultural richness intact. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A large number of poorer countries receiving COVID-19 vaccines through a global sharing scheme do not have enough vaccines to continue programs. The vaccination program, according to the World Health Organization. World Health Organization WHO Senior Advisor Dr. Bruce Aylward said the COVAX program had delivered 90 million doses to 131 countries. But he said this was nowhere near enough to protect populations from a virus still spreading worldwide. The shortages come as some nations in Africa see a third wave of infections. On Monday, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for an end to vaccine hoarding by wealthier countries as his government scrambled to curb a steep rise in cases. On a continental level, only 40 million doses have been administered so far in Africa, less than 2% of the total population. Now a sports update. Belgium, Denmark, Netherlands and Austria have made it to the round of 16 in the UEFA Euro Cup. Belgium topped Group B after defeating Finland 2-0 yesterday. Similarly, Denmark defeated 4-1. Denmark defeated Russia 4-1 to be runner-up of Group B. Similarly, Netherlands defeated North Macedonia 3-0 to top Group C, and Austria defeated Ukraine 1-0 in Group C matches yesterday and became the runner-up of the group. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province number two. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. 20 people dead, 21 missing and 22 injured in latest incidents of natural disaster across the country. Health Ministry confirms new mutation of Delta variant in Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on promoting yoga to save country and culture from cultural decadence. And Africa facing shortage of vaccines as third wave of COVID-19 infection hits the continent. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online and you can read our news in our English portal www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.